Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 18 of my podcast. I have been doing a weekly show every week so far for about 3 months now here on Audioboo. Anyways, decided to do my weekly update for this week. For those of you who don't know, I got my tickets to Tokyo, Japan last week. I will be going on March 3rd, and I will be in Tokyo, Japan for 3 weeks. I'm very excited and can't wait, and I will have lots of updates when I'm there in March. And before I got my tickets to Japan, I went and got my passport all set up, and it cost me about $140 for that. So not too bad. So now I can, now that I got my passport, I can pretty much go anywhere now. Anyways, I got some gaming news for this week. Dead Rising Case West, the second Dead Rising Xbox Live arcade game, will hit Xbox Live Marketplace sometime in December. And Frank from Dead Rising 1 will be back in it, and he teams up with Chuck, the guy from the first Xbox Live arcade game, and the second Dead Rising game. This second Xbox Live arcade game will have co-op too, so look out for it. And most likely the price will be 400 Microsoft points, aka $5, like the first Xbox Live arcade game. Also, the new map pack for Halo Reach came out today, with some new achievements with them too. This new map pack costs 800 Microsoft points, aka $10. Also, there's rumors of a Halo Combat Evolved remake using the Halo Reach engine. So if that turns out to be true, that's going to be really awesome. And the rumor is that this Halo 1 remake will be out in time for the anniversary by November 2011, which will be Halo's 10-year anniversary. In other news, G4 signed a 3-year exclusive deal for the E3 TV rights. So that's kind of interesting. Also, I got the Xbox Live arcade game Emo Emo, which hasn't even have a release date, but the website has a code which you can download the trial version early, and in the trial version you have the option to unlock the full version of the game for 800 Microsoft points, aka $10, which I did, and got a few achievements in it already. And the game is very fun, puzzle type game, very addicting. Love replaying a lot of the levels to try to get the best time and stuff. And Emo Emo is a lot of fun, and I really recommend you check it out. And of course, this game is supposed to also have a cameo from Super Meat Boy somewhere inside this game too. So that's another cool little thing about this game. But anyways, this is pretty much all I have to talk about for this week's show. Hope you guys enjoy it. Until next time, catch you guys later.